It's time for Area Voices on KAXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Minnesota.
Jillian Ray is a Minnesota musician. Musicians have been especially hit hard over the last year of the pandemic that has drastically affected their lives. Tonight, she's breaking a year-long hiatus of performing with her band when they play at the live stream event kicking off of Bemidji's Chief Theater online concert series. And Jillian joins us this morning. Good morning, Jillian.
Hello, good morning.
So let's let a little secret out. I was amazed because it only took two rings for you to pick up the phone, and that's probably like a record for a musician.
Oh, I was ready this morning.
I bet that is how you feel. You are ready to perform tonight, aren't you?
It has been so long since the band and I have been on a legitimate stage together. Yes, we're all very excited.
So when you say the band and the band, have you guys had any opportunity to be together to do some recording, or has it all been Zoom or...
Yeah, for the most part, I've done quite a few live stream shows just myself, and luckily my husband is my lead guitar player, so we can do duo shows and whatnot because we're, you know, in the same house together. But yeah, we did have one opportunity last fall where we did a performance for, I believe it was sponsored by AARP and The Current, where we did play together, but it was really... It was interesting. I was on stage by myself being video recorded, and the band was like on the floor next to the stage. Everyone wearing masks, of course, except for me because I have to sing. So that was the closest we got to like playing on a stage together, but it at the same time felt very strange because I was just by myself. Really like no one to vibe off of when somebody's playing a solo or whatnot. So, all right. Yeah, this is going to be our onstage reunion.
So you're literally going to be a normal stage setting where they're to your right, behind you, to the left, etc.?
Yes. Yes.
I was thinking about this performance. It's Heidi, it's a lot like radio. I mean, we're talking to thousands of people, but we never see them. And Jillian, what's that like? I mean, what's that like?
Honestly, I'm glad you put it that way. I've never really thought about how similar it is to what you do. It's strange, I will say, because, you know, part of a live musical performance is just feeling and sharing and feeding off the energy of the people that are in the room with you. So it has definitely been something to get used to, like any live stream show I've done just at my home. I've been able to like look at the message boards and like interact with people throughout the show just as they message, but it does take a lot more energy to just like perform as if you're in front of a crowd, in front of other human bodies, but then it's just a camera. So it is different, but I will say tonight, I mean, everything is going to be as COVID precautious as possible. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it, but there will be a camera and video crew, you know, in the room with us, masked up, of course. So I do feel like, in a way, I will have an audience. So it just does feel like this is going to be the most back to normal situation in over a year that we've had.
So what has music meant to you during this pandemic?
I mean, that is such a good question. I mean, it still is my everything, as it always has been, but I do think I've definitely gone through a bit of a mourning period just when it comes to, because I was performing anywhere between 1 to 4 shows a week, you know, for the last, you know, 7-8 years. So that part of it and the community and social aspect of it not being there, and of course financially, it's just been so devastating in so many ways for any, you know, artist that does it for a living. So it's been sad, it's been stressful, but at the same time, to be able to use technology to still like play in some capacity, and then of course to be writing music, it's also been a bit of a saving grace, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So it's kind of been all the things. It's been terrible and also amazing.
So has it provided you an opportunity to do a lot more writing? And in your writing, is it affected by COVID? Is it positive? You know, has COVID affected how you write and the message you're trying to get across?
Oh, 100%. I guess I already am the kind of writer that I write about personal experiences. I write about things that I observe. Like, everything is pretty much, like, true to something that has happened or that I've observed happening in my life. So, yeah, the things that I'm writing about now definitely reflect that. However, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't able to really write any new music until recently. I kind of went through a phase. I was playing live stream shows once a week for several months, and then when, you know, the killing of George Floyd happened, which is about 2.5 blocks up the street from where I live, everything just kind of turned upside down. And of course, there was, you know, a reckoning period and a mourning period there. And it was also kind of a means to take a step back just from doing anything publicly. But I think also the trauma that surrounded the uprisings and the whole situation that was happening in my community kind of put me in a headspace where I couldn't write anything. Like, I tried and just nothing was working. It was all very negative, which is not a message that I want to put out. So it took several months for me to be able to get myself into a more grounded headspace and to kind of heal from those traumas to be able to then, you know, write in a positive way for myself, you know, let alone songs that I'll share with other people.
So you just had so much noise going on in your head, it was hard to slow it down and write something.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way to put it. There was a point where, you know, I can imagine, you know, artists that are living in war-torn countries. I feel like it's a similar thing. It's like you still try to do your thing, but because of all the chaos around you, there is a point where you have to take a step back and kind of self-preserve, I think. So that's kind of what I accidentally, not intentionally, did. And I'm really thankful now, like really in the turning of the new year is when I was able to really start writing again. And it's all been very positive.
That's Minnesota musician Jillian Ray. We had, we do focus groups for called Strong Women, and we had one last night. And we listened to women about how they're dealing with the pandemic. And a lot of the stuff they talk about is what you're saying here about kind of there was just this last 14 months, there was just a weight that everyone carried around. You know, the pandemic, of course, but like you said, racism and George Floyd's murder and political divisiveness that showed up in such stark ways, you know, mask or no mask could tell you politics when you got out there. Were there things that kind of kept you going, non-music related, that you found in your life to kind of keep going?
Yeah, of course. I think, well, a big thing is I'm very lucky that, you know, I have a partner that I live with and a very adorable 80-pound lap dog. So having a little family unit here has definitely been helpful. And also, I teach a, you know, small handful of private students. So I was able to do that online this whole time, which I'm still doing. So truly to have that to look forward to every week, like seeing different people's faces, working on music with them, like truly that's what helped get me through this.
Jillian, how about dogs, man? I don't know if I'd have made it without dogs during this time.
Oh, absolutely not. Ernest P is my, like we both call him our dog child, our son. he's definitely made the world brighter for us in our tiny little ecosystem here.
That's Jillian Ray. You can watch her tonight at 7:30 on the Chief Theater Facebook or YouTube page. I'm going to play another song, and I know we don't have much time, but Wayward One, what did you witness that made you write this song?
This song was really self-reflective, and it was funny because it was unfinished when I went into the studio. It was pretty much just, it was personal and maybe about, you know, a close friend of mine, kind of situations that I took from both you know, things that they were dealing with and that I was dealing with in my life, and it kind of just all came together into this song. But the song was unfinished until maybe the day before we recorded it.
So
this is one of those songs that to me is very triumphant that it turned out the way that it did. And truly, it's the most streamed song I've ever released. So that's cool.
Well, thanks for joining us, and have a great time tonight or tomorrow night performing.
Tonight.
Yep, tonight. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
We'll be watching.
We'll be watching.
Thanks, Julian. Perfect.
Bye-bye. That's Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You're always heading.